Today's episode, The Saints of Manzanar. Herbert Nicholson was born in 1892 and raised in a Quaker upbringing in Pennsylvania. In 1915, after graduating from Haverford College, Herbert announced he was heading off to perform missionary service in Japan. In Japan, he met his wife Madeline, who was also serving as a missionary. Herbert and Madeline were extremely active in their work in Japan as Quaker missionaries until the late 1930s, when tensions between Japan and the U.S. grew to the point it hampered their ability to continue their work in Japan. The Nicholsons returned to the U.S. in 1940 and settled in Pasadena. Herbert accepted an offer to fill in for an ailing Methodist minister at an all-Japanese church in Los Angeles. Nicholson preached in both Japanese and English, while Madeline served as Sunday school superintendent. When World War II broke out, Japanese Americans and Japanese immigrants were almost immediately removed to relocation internment camps throughout the United States, including Manzanar in the Owens Valley. The Nicholsons quickly took up the mistreatment of Japanese American citizens and immigrants as their own. They assisted a group of 500 fishing families from Terminal Island, who were given just 48 hours to evacuate their homes, help in settling their business affairs. The Nicholsons assisted the internees to find places to store their personal belongings. They were among the many Quakers offering comfort, coffee, and donuts to the Japanese Americans as they departed from the assembly centers to far-flung internment camps. The Nicholsons went to Manzanar here in the Owens Valley to continue to aid the Japanese Americans. They became so highly regarded that they were given permission to enter and leave Manzanar as they pleased by the camp director. Herbert then began traveling to the other internment camps to render assistance. He delivered hymn books, benches, and pulpits. Inmates requested belongings, donated gifts, and other items, eventually putting 50,000 miles on the truck he drove. Working tirelessly, Nicholson called on 7 of the internment camps during the war. Madeline often worked at a sanitarium in Southern California, which had been set up to treat Japanese suffering from tuberculosis. All of the Nicholsons' wartime efforts was done for little or no pay. Seeing their value as licensed to the Manzanar internees, they were offered any job at the camp they wished, which they declined. They were opposed to the internment camps and wanted to remain free to fight them. At the end of the war, the Nicholsons assisted the Manzanar attorneys return to normalcy by hauling their belongings back to Southern California and finding them jobs. After the war, the Nicholsons returned to Japan to aid in that country's reconstruction and to continue their Christian ministry work. But the memory of the positive mark they made on all humanity will live on forever here along El Camino Sierra.